We have all been waiting with bated breath for Congress to enact something involving chips, particularly making a $52 billion investment in potential new chip manufacturing facilities in the United States. It now looks like, in fact, after having debated it so long and claiming to be bipartisan support for it, we are going to get something done. To take us through the importance of this modified, trimmed-down CHIPS Act, welcome now Bonnie Glick of the Purdue Kroc Institute for Tech Diplomacy. Ms. Glick served as Deputy Administrator at USAID under President Trump. So thanks so much for being with us. Give us a sense of what this bill, assuming it does make it through, will do.
David, thanks so much for having me here today. Look, American leadership in technology, innovation, democracy promotion, all of this did not happen by accident. It happened because of the extraordinary partnership between government and the private sector. And that has improved the lives of literally billions of people around the world, and it's harnessed technology in order to do that. I want to take us back three or so years when Congress and the administration first started talking about chips in the form of Endless Frontier Act. It was a pre-COVID world, if we can remember that. And the purpose of the original legislation was to restore America to the era of American R&D dominance. So even before global supply chains were thrown into tailspins by COVID, the U.S. was focused on the need for technology to drive American excellence. And now we're in this conversation about what they're calling the Skinny CHIPS Act. When COVID hit, global supply chains all but shut down. We scrambled quickly, both with our domestic industries and with global industry and governments, to address the needs around the world for manufacturing and logistics and communications, for everything. And we recognize that chips are the underlying raw material, the basic ingredient that goes into all of our technology. So we're at this crossroads. We've come to an agreement that encourages homegrown American initiatives around manufacturing, supply chains, as well as encouraging allies to invest here in the United States. So this is a critical moment for our efforts to onshore, nearshore, and allied shore critical components of the global semiconductor supply chain, so that we and our allies can be protected from future chip shortages.
Well, we certainly have seen the chip shortages without a doubt, and something is better than nothing, I'm sure. At the same time, is it big enough? As you said, it's skinny. There are things, particularly on the House side, they wanted to do that apparently will not get done. Does that make a difference in terms of making the U.S. competitive on the world stage?
The key here is that the enemy not be, the perfect not be the enemy of the good or good enough. So the overall price tag of this legislation is around $52 billion. And that's, David, that's a big number. And that's $52 billion of guarantees, of financial assistance to industry to modernize domestic facilities, to encourage the building of new industries. But keep in mind, $52 billion of investment from the U.S. government is matched many times over by investments from industry. This isn't a handout, it's a partnership.
China, obviously, is making enormous investments in this, and Europe has also stepped up, as I understand it. How do we compare?
The United States partners with our allies around the world. Our domestic GDP is impacted in the semiconductor space only by about 0.3% of our GDP output is in the form of semiconductors. However, they're an important component in the production of about 12% of our GDP. So we're importing a lot. That's what that tells you. When you look at countries like Taiwan is the powerhouse around the world in semiconductor manufacturing. But Taiwan recognizes the imminent threat from China, the pressing need to build international alliances because there is a direct threat of military action from China. So Taiwan is investing in the United States to the tune of many, many billions, if not close to $100 billion. TSMC, the world's largest semiconductor manufacturing company based in Taiwan, announced an investment in Arizona. MediaTek announced a partnership with Purdue, for example. Global Wafers, a Taiwanese semiconductor company, announced a fab it's building in Texas. So this is a really global enterprise, while we're also simultaneously encouraging American manufacturers like SkyWater Technology, like Intel, like AMD, to bolster up their manufacturing as well here in the United States. The environmental considerations and the other add-ons from the House would in some cases be helpful, but what we need, David, more than anything is passage of something. And the something is designed to send a message to the world that the United States is competitive and that the U.S. government stands behind and beside American industry.
And as you say, after literally years of going back and forth, it appears we're about to get it before Congress goes into recess in August. Thank you so much to Bonnie Glick of the Purdue Kroc Institute for Tech Diplomacy.